So, Stein, we actually pulled it off.
I know, I should act like it was no big deal, but no one was more surprised than I was. And folks, what we're talking about is a Save KPLU event hosted by gracious and stalwart Save KPLU supporters, Jazzoids John and Joan. I guess we could say we catered.
I would say it was more of the food for thought come to life. A small group of folks got to watch us do a cooking class, and we did dim sum and then some.
We made dumplings and two kinds of ribs. We did demonstrations and so on. It was good. Raised money for Save KPLU, and we all had a good time, and it actually worked. But it got us both thinking about all the gear that we schlepped from our homes just in case.
And that got us thinking about something that makes me a little bit crazy. Recently, I've had an opportunity to cook in my own sister's kitchen just outside of Philadelphia a couple of times. So the first time I went, I realized that there's some things that I can't live without in a kitchen that she didn't have. For instance, a working pair of chef's tongs, the kind that's sort of an extension of your hand, perfect for everything you might need for tossing things or turning something in a pan. And the next time I showed up at my sister's house, I brought from my house an extra set of measuring spoons and cups because she just had those big, ugly plastic ones that make me crazy. I like really using metal. I'm not sure what it is about me and the stainless steel. Also, a sheet pan. Every kitchen needs a big sheet pan, preferably a small one, too. I have several sizes of these. You were admiring my great big sheet pan, weren't you, Stein?
I was. That thing looks like it could fly in space. It was kind of overbuilt. Was that designed for NASA?
That was designed for a whole chicken spatchcock. That was designed for enough potatoes to feed Coxey's army. My mother used to always say that. I'm going to buy you one of those.
Don't you like my little flimsy sheet pan? It's all
your flimsy little cookie sheet? No, I don't like it at all.
And okay,
in fact,
fine.
I did away with the one that I used to have like mm-hmm. that. And I think every home needs a solid couple of great sheet pans.
Nancy, the sheet pan snob.
I am. I'm sorry. So sue me. Kitchen shears. Joan had, I was so glad because I didn't bring my own kitchen shears. She had my favorite pair, which is a pair of KitchenAid shears. But what really drove me the most crazy about my sister's kitchen is her stove is right underneath an overhanging cabinet and there's no light. So it's dark, and you can't see what you're cooking.
Oh.
I keep saying I'm going to get my brother or my brother-in-law to come and put just one of those cheap strips under there. I know she doesn't like the look of it. You won't see it, but you will be able to see what you're cooking. Okay, Stein, if you were going to someone's house to cook dinner, what are the few basic things you would definitely feel like you have to bring with you just in case they didn't have what you needed?
Well, right off the top of my head, first thing I think of is knives. I would bring my own knives because it's a disgrace, Nancy, how dull people's knives are in most other kitchens. Other than that, I really can't think of anything because it would be dependent on what I was planning to cook.
Well, whatever you were planning to cook, I would suggest bringing along a good cutting board. I always go crazy when people have those weird glass cutting boards that you can't cut on. I like a nice size polyurethane cutting board. I have several of those in different colors, and I definitely bring one of those along.
I like wooden ones. The wooden ones are sort of naturally antibacterial anyway. Just throwing that in.
Where'd you read that?
It was on the internet. It must be true. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Bringing light where once there was darkness.
Leeson.
He's
the well-equipped
Dick Stein.